FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today's May 16th, 2017. North Korea has been on the radar screen, both figuratively and literally, with a series of potentially nuclear missile tests, ballistic missiles, ICBMs, and they don't seem to want to listen to anyone, whether it's the Chinese, the U.S., or the rest of the world. How big a threat are they really? Are they something to lose any sleep over? What do we do? Well, Don Mazzella is here with us now. You know Don well. Don, you're a veteran newsman and commentator. You're also COO of Small Business Digest, and we welcome you back.
Thank you. Always glad to be on this program.
Unlike some, but look, North Korea, the guy seems to be a maniac. Sometimes people are crazy like a fox. I think he's just crazy like a mental patient myself. What are we to do? Is Trump on the right path here?
Well, you have three loaded questions. First off, the latest intelligence briefing and an assessment have kind of said, wait a second, he's maybe not the mad little boy that we're all thinking he is. A recent intelligence assessment placed him as being far smarter than we're giving him credit for. And that's made the Pentagon and everybody else pause while they do a reassessment. He's managed over the last 18 months to totally change his inner circle, mostly by death, a couple of fortuitous deaths, a couple of retirements. Their own whatever intelligence and operatives we had inside that, his circle have been eliminated. And there's a feeling that maybe, just maybe, that there's a possibility he's not as mad as they say. That's giving everybody a pause. That I just heard the other, yesterday at a briefing. So let's people are just waiting. Now, the second part of your question, what will President Trump do? Well, you know, I've been counseling people. No one goes into the presidency prepared for it. And President Trump is learning day by day. So we still have to give him time to learn the job. And the people he's put in place in the Pentagon, et cetera, while they're generals, et cetera, and have power, they're also learning their jobs. And everybody seems to be kind of moving slowly and deliberatively, despite what our media will say to the contrary. And they're also looking at the situation as more a China show than a Korean show, because ultimately the real adversary is China. And the real battle will be in the South China Sea, not in Korea. But having said that, obviously, Korea and Iran, and that's the other bad boy in this whole procedure. And by the way, did you see that the hardliner is about to win the presidency in Iran? All point to the fact that the world is entering a more dangerous phase. It's been in a dangerous phase for the last 8 years, and it's entering a more dangerous. The only thing that stopped it, ironically, and his adversaries don't want to believe this, but dumping those cruise missiles on ISIS and Syria about a month ago really made the world pause. Right. They say, wait a second, if he did that there, what will he do for us? We got this other thing. He shared intelligence with the Russians. Well, sometimes you open your kimono to say, look, this is what we know, and if you you better start pussyfooting around. I'm told the intelligence he shared was just how close the Russians and the Syrians are and who's doing what where. But that's another story. Anyway, boy, that was a long answer, but summarize, China is the real adversary in this thing and the one we have to worry about. We have a man we're hoping might be a little bit more rational than he appears. Mm-hmm. He it's interesting. He conciliatory thing by that South Korea did was met by the North Koreans saying, in effect, they rattled their saber. Mm-hmm. But I'm told that the back channel negotiations are going on between North Korea and the United States, while publicly they're offering some more saber rattling. This guy only knows one thing, saber rattling in public. He doesn't know to be conciliatory.
Right.
But we're going to see what happens in the next few months. His aim is to have an intercontinental missile, something that will hit Alaska or Los Angeles. He really wants to be a world player, a nuclear power, and he wants to blackmail. Understand, this man thinks that he can blackmail the world. Mm-hmm. And if what's true about ransomware, it originates in North Korea, that's another reason too.
Absolutely. No, I agree. He's got like a real inferiority complex. Look, the country of North Korea is an absolute basket case. If you picture the U.S. kind of like in the 1920s, before technology took over and before agriculture was really automated and technology really affected it, you kind of get the idea of what North Korea is like when you look at the map of Earth at night, and then it's light in like China, it's light in Japan, the US is light all over the place, and then you see North Korea, it's a dark spot. And that kind of tells the story about what North Korea is all about. So what do we do here? Is China going to finally reel them in, Don, you think?
No, why should they? They got our attention while they move on the South China Seas. You know, America, you know, I heard many years ago, the Russians play chess and the Americans play checkers. Mm-hmm. We focus on one thing, then we focus on another. Venezuela is a problem that's going to explode. The Middle East is ready to explode at every point. Every point along there. We go to Washington, and what do we get excited about? An FBI director got fired.
Yeah,
probably the only person in the world that the Democrats and the Republicans both agree should be fired is Toomey. When it happens, the Democrats go all shot. But you and I both know that the first thing Hillary would have done if she had won the presidency was fire him.
Oh, yeah.
So, I want to steal your line because you mentioned it, but it's absolutely the truth. By the way, have you read this fascinating account of the Clinton campaign?
Oh, yeah. I've been reading the excerpts of it. And it was way more dysfunctional than Trump's campaign, which they didn't want to admit. And the media portrayed the exact opposite during the campaign. But they were headed for a loss, and a lot of them realized it, but they were in denial.
Yes. But it also points out something that I was saying all through the campaign and is very, very true today. Americans vote for something, not against something.
Very true.
Okay, and Trump's had a message. Might not like it, but he had a message. And Hillary, what was her message? Vote for her, you know? Yeah. And when you look at the multi-millions of dollars in her non-profit over there, you sit there and say, why? But the important thing, and let's bring it back to Korea and et cetera, what's going on. Here you have a have-not nation spending its resources on something that only rich nations can afford. And really, right now, only four nations on the face of the earth really can afford. And as I talk, I realize there's a fifth, which is Israel. Those nations are China, Russia, United States, Iran, and Israel. And it's interesting, nuclear research went down in 2016, according to a paper I read over the weekend. The worldwide nuclear research went down. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. And here's a nation, the North Koreans, spending, someone said, closer to 7% of their GNP on nuclear weapons alone, besides the army, et cetera. It's estimated that the North Korea spends 23% of its GNP on its military. Mm-hmm. More than any other nation in the world. Yeah, and that figure is considered conservative.
That alone is an indication of the guy's insanity. He cares nothing for his people's welfare, benefit, and it's just a big geopolitical game to him.
Well, I'll tell you an interesting thing. The in the invasion plan of the North Koreans for South Korea, the troops are given just 2 days' worth of food. Yeah. It is expected that they will take their food and fuel from South Korea, which is an interesting thing from a military standpoint. And it's unfortunate, as you also know, Seoul is less than 30 miles from the border between North and South Korea. So it's expected that Seoul would fall on the first day. Mm. But it's interesting. North Korea really thinks it can win a land war against South Korea.
Yeah.
Their military planners believe it. They certainly will take half the country, there is no doubt, in the first 2 weeks of the campaign. But having served with the Republic of Korea and troops in Vietnam, I always I was at the Naval War College 1 year, and I pointed out that the ROC divisions, ROK, had no prisoner cages. They never took prisoners.
Right.
And whenever they were in an area, it quieted quick. For that reason, we still played by the rules, which is neither here nor there, but I just happen to be thinking about it. If you look at the military capabilities of the two countries, clearly the North Koreans would do very well against the South Koreans, but ultimately the firepower of the Americans, and believe it or not, and if I'm digressing, Kerry, please tell me. Mm-hmm. But where the balance of power comes in is the fact that we can put off the North Korean coast enough ships to send enough cruise missiles to utterly blanket North Korea, should that be the case. Mm-hmm. And that's another reason why the leader in North Korea, can rattle his sabers, but not worry the American planners. Ultimately, the only thing is, if he deployed one of those weapons, and by the way, you know, he is creating a new nuclear device every 6 weeks. So, and it's reported that they now have 10 fully operational devices. Can't deliver them except a short distance.
Right.
But what they now have to do, and I know you, Kerry, know a lot about the military. The real problem is, how do they survive reentry in a missile? Because, as you know, the nose cone of a missile gets awfully hot, and at some point it can set off the reaction in space rather than where you intended. So that is the big problem, and it's one that they have not solved yet, to the satisfaction of anybody that knows anything about it.
Yeah. Hey, these are big issues. I think in the relatively medium to long run, North Korea in a war would cease to exist. Their infrastructure, all these issues that they have, you know, it's a primitive country, and I don't know that they're ready to fight in a modern war. I think they've got some real issues, and I think that the country is waking up too. That's where that's really dangerous, you know, that they say a cornered animal is always the most dangerous, and the people are no longer believing, many of them are no longer believing what the government is pushing, what they're selling. And this is what we're kind of up against. So hey, it's going to get interesting real soon. I have a feeling. I think I will take a little issue with you. I think that they've outlived their usefulness as far as China's concerned, and China will cut them off because they're becoming a liability to China. But let's see what happens here, Don.
But from your lips, can I just say two things? One on that statement, from your lips to God's ears. but I also wanted to say, do you know where the world, the last operator, telephone operators exist in the world?
I guess in North Korea, you're going to tell me?
Yep.
Why am I not surprised?
So. Anyway, I'm glad to be here. Always enjoy talking with you.
Great to have you. Great to have you on, as always, Don. Hey, just tell us where we find you, Don, on the web. No.
Well, I'll tell you, we have a new program, Recalculating Radio, which is on stations across the nation over the air. You can find out where they are, and also, by the way, on iHeartRadio at recalculating.biz, B-I-Z, recalculating.biz. And we just won the Independent Press Award for the best small business book, Recalculating, 97 Experts on Growing a Small Business. So great. That's what I really like to talk about. I'm glad to be here with you.
All right. It's always great to have you on. Don, by the way, questions, comments for Don or myself, send an email, kl@carrielutz.com. The Twitter feed's at Carrie Lutz. The Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Don, we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.